This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
105.3 FM HD2. This is Tom Fitzmaurice with the second course of the Food Show here on 105.1. That's it. We've already told you where it came from. Well, we're still here, and it's nice to be here with you talking about food and restaurants and cooking and wine and all those things that that can turn you on. Because this is Eaton City, USA, and you may as well get it from us because we have been looking for years and years and years for more of it all the time. Mary Ann is here.
Hi.
Hi.
206-3368 is the number. So I was talking about toast before Gregory.
Toast. Oh.
Yeah, before Gregory came in to rescue us, and we were looking for more of such people. So 206-3368. I got a croque monsieur. Not a croque monsieur. A croque madame. What's the difference in a croque monsieur and a croque madame?
A croque madame is made with it's all fried in a pan with
no. That's a Monte Cristo, isn't it?
That's a Monte Cristo, but the Monte Cristo has all kinds of other stuff in it. And then you have in between the Monte Cristo and the Monte.
You have a croque madame and a croque monsieur.
Same thing, except the madure is like almost like bread pudding, or no. Wait a minute. Wait.
Croque monsieur is fried.
It's fried, yeah.
Okay, now, and so what is the difference then in a croque monsieur and a Monte Cristo?
Yeah, it's close, and they're all in usually.
A Monte Cristo is a fried ham and cheese sandwich with powdered sugar on it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But what do you ever came up with that idea? Because that's kind of a weird idea.
I'm looking it up in the in this thing right here.
It's kind of a weird idea to have that. I mean, I even like that, and I'm surprised by that because I don't really like sweet things and savory things together. But I do like that. Anyway, so my friend got a croque madame, which was the ham and cheese with two very thick slices of sourdough and a gorgeous layer of sunny side up eggs. I mean, these are like bright yellow, beautiful, beautiful eggs. And it was good, but it looked wow. And then you got into it. And you said to yourself, it's good. I mean, it is good. There's nothing wrong with it. It's good. But it was you expected it to be mind-blowing.
Mind and blowing at the same time.
You expected it to be mind-blowing because of the way it looked.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't mind-blowing. I mean, it was good. There's no two ways about it. It was good. But it just didn't really kind of like send me like the appearance of it. We also had crepes, which are crepes supposed to be super, super thin, like the
thinness
of a tortilla, maybe even, I think a flour tortilla is thin, but I think a corn tortilla might be even thinner. And I feel like a crepe should be I don't even understand crepes.
Well, I'm glad you are here, and at the same time, our next caller, or not maybe, but at least we can put out the idea. If you have a better feeling on what a croque monsieur is, a croque madame,
and
let's see what we come up with the thoughts of other people, because this is something that actually has been discussed at great length on our station over the years.
What a croque madame and a croque monsieur.
Right, yeah. And you know, since our show has been here for 30 years now, you would think we had covered all of it, but there are a little the pieces here and now, and I think we've hit one of them. So if you know what a croque monsieur is, or a croque madame, or a croque, what's that last one? A really oddball.
All right. So a croque monsieur is a ham and cheese sandwich that is fried.
Yeah.
A croque madame is a ham and cheese sandwich that is not. And a Monte Cristo is a ham and cheese sandwich that is fried and then dusted with powdered sugar.
Wait a minute. I'm almost there.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for a definitive.
A croque madame also has an egg on top. A croque madame is a ham and cheese with an egg on top, with a poached or fried egg. You know what? I think maybe poached eggs are beginning to lose. Are beginning to lose their popularity. I think that based on what I'm seeing around town, a poached egg is I won't say yesteryear, because there are still a lot of poached eggs out there. But I think that in terms of popularity, and I won't say hipness because I use that word too much, but in terms of current vogue, I think that poached eggs may be going away. And I think that in breakfast places that are really cutting edge, very modern, that these things like, you know, Benedict's and poached eggs, and I could be wrong, but I'm seeing a lot of things that are really, really different. 260-6368.
We're almost there. We have in this photo.
You know, it's a really good thing, Tom, is all I can say. It's a really, really good thing that this studio is not
going to be
visual.
Used for this
purpose. Is not visual. Is all I can say, and I wish that.
Oh,
I
here
could...
we go. Look, here it is.
Yes, Tom. Look at that. Look at that. Yes, look at that. Isn't that great? Okay, croque monsieur.
Wait, what's the word for that?
You're being marveled at is the word. You're being absolutely marveled at. 260-6368. I'm going to start begging really soon.
Madison
callers.
Is on the phone.
I'm going to start begging, like begging. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Come on in.
All right. Wow. So I've been to France before, and I can tell you, croque monsieur is a fried or grilled ham and cheese. Mm-hmm. We're good with that. Monte Cristo is basically the same as a croque monsieur, but it's battered and fried, like deep fat fried.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then
the croque monsieur is like is in a pan. Is it seared with like butter?
It could be grilled. It could be fried, but not like deep fried. Probably
it's
like
not deep fried. And deep fried is the Monte Cristo.
Yes.
Okay. And the croque madame is not fried at all. Correct.
No, croque monsieur, a croque madame is a croque monsieur, and you add a poached or fried egg on top.
Oh,
there you go.
Or in the sandwich.
Okay, so the croque madame should also be fried?
Not like the Monte Cristo.
They're similar, but they're
like the croque monsieur, but you add an egg.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we went to Toast, and I didn't think it was fried at all. It was like a toasted ham and cheese sandwich with the egg on top.
That's about what it is.
But somehow or another, it was heated well enough to have the ham and cheese melted. Do you like this? Do you like the which of these do you prefer?
If you're in France,
here because I believe eggs are literally
on a plate.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I prefer croque monsieur personally. Not too big a fan of deep fried sandwiches, but yes. with the Monte Cristo, you don't necessarily have to put powdered sugar on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I prefer croque monsieur personally, just because I think eggs are the spawn of Satan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you said because eggs. What? What did you say?
Eggs are literally the spawn of Satan.
Okay.
Oh, is that right? I've never heard that one before.
Well, you
remember
must,
that.
You must be in That's trouble. You must be in trouble now at restaurants everywhere because eggs are on everything.
If I can't taste it in the dish of whatever it is, so I'm good with cake. I'm good with any kind of baked good. I'm
I
good
see.
With
okay.
custard.
Okay. Okay. So it's
yeah,
just
like,
the idea of eating an egg and knowing.
Like drop soup, but just eating an egg by itself is ugh.
Okay.
And in case you're wondering about what our authorities on this are, among them are Rachel Ray, among
yes.
a whole bunch of others.
Yes. Anyway, okay, so it's unfortunate. I agree with you about eggs. I actually like eggs. I like hard-boiled eggs, and I like eggs in a lot of different iterations. But I don't believe the new... I don't even understand the new penchant for putting eggs on everything. Absolutely.
I mean, if you're
everything,
eating it,
like a hamburger. So come on, give me a break.
I mean, I could see it if it's sunny side up because the yolk will give it a bit more juice if the burger's anything close to dry. I mean, it does
yeah.
kind of make sense.
Well, that's what cheese is for, isn't it? Isn't that what cheese is for?
But it's mostly solid, and then you have it kind of melty, but not like actual queso, like liquid cheese.
Well, I think we've run this into
the ground.
You just
talked about one of my favorite things, actual queso liquid cheese.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you very much for all of this.
I just love it when we finally get a caller, and then Tom runs them off. All right, goodbye.
They don't have to go. I didn't say get out of here. I just want to thank them for showing up with the answer to the question.
We have another caller, Tom. Please do not run them off. Hello.
Who is this?
Yes. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hello. Yes, ma'am. What utensil is like gold when you're cooking in your kitchen?
What is?
Tongs. I would say tongs.
Oh yeah, tongs definitely.
What is your gold in the kitchen, Keith?
Keith, you still there?
I don't know.
Well, we lost him there. I don't know what happened there.
Keith. Oh, he left.
All right. Well. That's fine.
Okay.
It's the food show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. We have now.
I use all kinds of utensils in the kitchen.
A lot of interesting things.
Kitchen fork.
About French cooking.
260-6368 is the number. We're talking about.
Back.
Okay. Keith, what is your go to gold utensil in the kitchen?
Believe it or not, especially if you have kids or grandkids. Oh, shoot, what do you call it? Scissors.
Scissors.
Isn't that true? You can never find a pair of scissors when you're cooking.
Yeah, everybody does that all the time.
Well, now if you buy one of those knife blocks, and you have all of those different kinds of knives in there, then you usually do have a pair of scissors in there, too. But, yeah, kitchen shears are good.
Yeah,
I'm just talking about kitchen shears because you got to open up a pound of bacon, or you got to open up this, or you got to open up that. And unless I tie a pair of scissors with a rope or a chain, I'm not going to find it again after I buy it.
That's possible.
Oh, I have a special drawer for scissors. I have about 10 pairs. Every time I find a pair of scissors, they go in the drawer, so I never run out.
That's good.
All right. Well, thank you for all that.
Wait, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to Restaurant Coquette in 2 weeks, and I want to ask you what's the best way to navigate it.
You know, that's a good restaurant, but it's a kind of unusual restaurant. It's not like any other place I know. They have kind of a courtyard set up there if you want it. It's sometimes they have it and sometimes they don't. It depends on how the outside is going that
mm-hmm.
day. The people who work there and the management actually came out of Commander's Palace some years ago. They don't work there anymore or anything, but that was where their inspiration came from. And it's a different kind of a place. If you're looking for a restaurant that's different from what you're buying in all restaurants these days, it really has a different style. I think you'll like it.
It's an interesting place. The downstairs is kind of completely different from the upstairs. It might as well be two different restaurants. Are you going for lunch or dinner?
Dinner.
You're going for dinner. They have, you know, the shareable plates thing, which is good. Do you like carpaccio?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, well, then you might not want to gravitate right to that. It's raw beef that's very thinly sliced. So let's move away from there. They have a really interesting menu. Have you looked at the menu? What do you like to eat?
Oh, New Orleans cuisine, seafood, beef, anything but chicken.
I don't know that this is heavy on the New Orleans kind of flavor. Is this the place that you chose, or someone chose it and you're their guest?
I went there last year, and I am so excited to go again and take with me. I went there last year, and I want to take some people with me. I enjoyed it. It was different.
Oh, okay.
It was a different kind of restaurant.
Yeah.
But they mixed flavors that I never tasted before in combination, which is very interesting. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'll just lean on the waitress, you know, and lean on them, which is what they're there for. And...
Well, it's always good. It's always good. But it's not, I wouldn't call it New Orleans cuisine. It's definitely,
no, it's definitely
more,
not.
Yeah. It's like highbrow American, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. But it's good.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for dropping in.
Take care, Keith.
Something else that we saw.
260-6368 is the number. That's 260-MENU.
And when we come back, we will look into Jerusalem. Hello, it's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Mary Ann's here, too. And Mary Lee,
still,
maybe.
Still, incredibly.
Incredibly larger and smaller. I would say, I mean, I'm not trying to say, we did something. This book here, which I've had for quite a while, but I've almost never used. It's called The Food Lover's Tiptionary. And the lady who wrote it, Sharon Tyler Herbst, I know her reasonably well. It's been a long time since I last ran over, but she's done a number of books. And remember, she also was the president of the people who wrote this book. So nice people.
All right, so we've already done the croque monsieur. So I never did finish what I was saying. So toast is where I went for breakfast,
toast.
And we had some crepes, and we had the croque madame, and we had Abel's Givers, which are little Danish rolled pancakes, and I had the most incredible cheese biscuit. That's another thing that's really, really
cheese biscuits?
Hot. Yeah, there are two things that you can tell that you are in a really modern 2019 restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, a breakfast restaurant. If you have a breakfast biscuit on mm-hmm. the menu,
mm-hmm.
and usually a breakfast biscuit is comprised of some sort of breakfast meat, an egg,
mm-hmm.
in some fashion, either scrambled or sunny, and cheese is usually present on a homemade biscuit.
Lord,
Michael 75, and he knows about croque madames, messieurs, and things, because he is a francophile, if there ever there was one. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
I'm pained. How are you, Michael?
Yeah, I can hear that in your voice. First of all, Tom, you like 10-year-olds that can sing, I heard early in the show, right?
Yeah. I have I pulled up.
That sounds funny, Michael. He's a fan of a kid in their choir.
I don't want to go to that. Anyway, Tom.
Yeah.
This is the deal. You think your 10-year-old could sing, give a great rendition of Nessun Dorma?
I don't know, but you'll tell me, I'll bet you.
Yeah, because there's a 10-year-old little girl that did it spectacularly on America's Got Talent last week. And you need to follow her. Her name is Iman, E-M-A-N-E. And
all right.
Please, follow this little young lady. She's spectacular. That's Pavarotti's signature song. If a 10-year-old girl can do it brilliantly, she's something. Anyway, speaking of great breakfast places in town, last Saturday I had a spectacular New York deli treat at Stein's Deli. Lox bagels, cream cheese, red onions. It was incredible. You got to go to 42nd Street to get that.
Yeah, it's a terrific place.
Well, if you can't get that there, you can't get it any place. That is definitely about the closest thing we have to that sort of thing here.
Well, Marianne, that sounds like a line through a song. If you can get it there, you'll get it anywhere. New York, New York.
Yeah, I guess it does,
You're another Cole Porter devotee.
I love Cole Porter. I do, in fact, love Cole Porter. So now, Michael, I have. Are you done? Before you leave, I want to tell you something.
Please.
I mean, Tom hasn't run you off yet, so I'm going to encourage you to stay a little bit longer.
Okay.
While we're talking about television shows, are you familiar with American Ninjas?
I hope not.
I'll let my 6-year-old grandson watch it.
Yeah, it's the most ridiculous show, but my nephew's going to be on it tonight.
Really?
So, his name is Andrew Throne. So if anyone is watching that ridiculous show, that's my nephew.
Yeah, I'll watch it just for that reason. what part does he play?
Well, he's one of the idiot ninjas, but I don't know exactly how far he got. I think he did not make it to the I forget what happened to him, but he did not make it past this initial show, but he is on that show tonight.
Okay, great.
American Ninja. It's going to pain me to watch that silly show, but he is a favorite nephew, so I have to watch it.
Great. Sounds good. Is it on Netflix or what?
No, it's on NBC.
NBC, because on Netflix, what I can do is when two or three characters appear on a screen, you just hit a little knob, and it flashes up the name of the characters and the people playing that part.
Isn't it wonderful how all of our electronics do all of our thinking for us now?
What do you mean?
Guess what? Alexa always tells me good night, sweet dreams.
Oh, that's so scary. Mm. That's so scary.
But no, this is not scary.
It's not as scary as that commercial where they say, "Alexa, read to my kid." That makes me want to cry.
I love it. So anyway, Alexa, I'm going to make a fortune next year by Alexa's good graces. I'm testing her out. She never picks any teams to win or lose ever, except for the Super Bowl the last 2 years. And she hates the New England Patriots. So 2 years ago, she picked Philadelphia to win it. She was correct, an underdog. Then this past year, she said, "I hate the New England Patriots, but I'm picking them to win anyway." So she's 2-for-2. So I'm going to the bank and mortgage my house next year.
You're scaring me, Michael. You're scaring me. But no, then I feel like we've been scaring you for the last hour and a half. So you know what? That's fair.
You know what? My dream is to have a driverless car on the day that I'm no longer able to drive. And
yes,
that will be okay. Hey, call 54. Take me down to a Galatoire's and parallel park for me, please.
There you go, and that will probably happen before you know it, Michael.
Well,
hopefully, not that you won't be able to drive, but that you can, that you have the option anyway.
I have a friend that has a Tesla, and it parallel parks for him.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's such a beautiful car. Oh, my gosh. I'm not an Elon Musk fan, but it's a beautiful car, I have to say.
All right, Michael.
Thank you for calling.
Nice talking to you.
All right. Talk to you later. We have another caller?
Who is on the phone? Mike, two guys named Mike. What do you know? Welcome to the food show. Come on in.
Hey, is that guy that was just on a MAGA guy, M-A-G-A guy?
I don't know.
I think he might
it's
be
like
a MAGA
being
guy.
Being in a haunted house. Why do you ask that?
Because I know he's not.
I don't.
Anyway. McDonald's must have been way ahead of its time because they've had a breakfast biscuit for a long time.
They really did. I remember when that
yeah,
first came out.
Yeah, but you know, it's kind of not like the breakfast biscuits I'm talking about here.
No, I'm sure
great,
it's not.
The great biscuit that we have in our world over here is the one created from scratch by my daughter, Marianne. Mary Lee, excuse me. Can't get it straight yet.
Yeah.
Made your recipe many times. It's a very good recipe. But
yeah,
I think we just made a batch
of it last week.
Okay, wait, this is...
I think right. Soft-boiled eggs are one of those things that you either love or you hate. And if you love them, you're never going to get tired of them. And if you didn't like them to begin with, you'll probably never cultivate a taste for them.
That's possible, yeah.
Yeah. But the main reason I called is
okay.
went to Cafe Lynn Saturday night, had an excellent
meal,
and that summer special was really quite good.
Isn't it?
Yeah, we started, it wasn't part of the meal, but we started each with a cup of the corn and crab bisque, which was delicious. And then we both got what was called Turnados, but in fact, they turned out to be two petite filets.
They were huge, weren't they?
They really were.
Yeah.
And the potatoes and the string beans were quite good on the plate also.
It's an unbelievable deal.
Had a really good bottle of sparkling wine from Italy for $38, so you can't beat that. And
what did your wife get?
We both got the turn of those.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. In fact, we ate the identical meal. She got the corn and crab bisque. We just ate the same food. We very seldom do that. She usually goes the fish or seafood route, and I usually go the meat route.
I want to try the risotto, the crab and shrimp risotto.
Yeah, I think she would like that. But the thing about risotto is if it's good, it's really good. And if it's bad, it's really bad.
That is the truth.
There's nothing enjoyable about crunchy rice, you know.
But you know what? I kind of have a feeling that they know how to do it there.
Yeah.
I think you're safe.
You're probably right. Yeah, I think you're probably right about that.
Yeah.
But I'll let you know that
because I'm going back for that summer special because I want to get the crab risotto. I hope we run into you one of these days because I want to put a face to the name.
That was the first
time. I want to put a face to the voice.
First time at the new place. At the new location. We hadn't been, you know, we'd gone multiple times at the old Burger King location, but we hadn't been to the new building.
Oh, wow.
The Cafe Lynn is. Yeah, so, I mean, they've been there a while. We just didn't
get over there.
They've
been a while, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's such a huge improvement over where they were, you know. So.
You think so? You know, I kind of like the other one better.
No,
the other
me.
What?
I think
the other location had sort of a charm to it that was kind of quirky.
Kitschy.
Maybe it was, yeah. But this to me is like kind of boring. It's boring. I mean, I go there now because I think the food is great, and I finally come around to get past the environment, but the environment does not move me.
Where's this?
Well, I mean, it's got an old feeling to it. I will grant you that.
Yeah,
it doesn't
it's like
have
an
a,
80s. It's like right out of the 80s. Yeah.
It's not light and bright, but it is very comfortable, and we enjoy it.
I mean, it's fine. It's one of those things where if you're more into food than atmosphere, it's fine. I am more into atmosphere than food, but in this case, the food is really, really good, so I'm putting up with it.
Yeah. We did go to Del Porto like about 2 weeks ago, and that was excellent also. Need to go back to... What's the name of the place that moved? I'm having a mental...
Pardo's,
yeah. We had a good meal there, but I think I agree with you that they need to elevate what they're doing a little bit to match the environment. You know, the environment is superb.
The environment is superb. The environment is so superb that they are well behind it in food right now. And I loved the old Pardo's. I loved it. And I just can't warm to the new one, despite the environment, because the food is really lagging. To me,
I think
it is.
The food,
I don't know. They lost something in the translation.
Well, just like you said, you have confidence that Cafe Lynn could get the result right. I have no doubts that Osmond get the food right at Pardo's.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Might take a little while, but he'll get it there, you know?
No, there's no question about it.
Have a good evening.
You too.
See
Bye.
Ya. Bye.
Yes, no
it's
question about
show.
It. It's the
food show. Who? Sal, come on in. Everybody's here today.
Thanks. I appreciate you having me.
I have a question. You're here.
And hopefully y'all can help me out.
Let's find out.
I thought you were going to say, hopefully Tom will let you stay on the line.
Huh?
Marianne, now, please.
Go ahead.
You're just trying to encourage me to be mean.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, if you have a recipe that calls for, and it does, adding fresh squeezed lemon juice, chicken stock, and capers at the same time toward the end of the recipe, mm-hmm. Do you think there would be any risk of compromising the flavors if you wanted to prepare ahead of time and combine the stock with the lemon juice, put it in the refrigerator overnight, and take it out the next day?
Why would you want to? I know
Save
that's a
time
smart.
And prepare. Prepare ahead of time, yeah. just to kind yeah. of kind of put things together. And
yeah, it, most things like that. And when you have especially a marinade or a vinaigrette or something like that, that does such a job of keeping everything nice and stable. You don't have to worry about it too much.
You
okay,
mean
so
lemon juice?
You don't think
lemon juice
you don't think
do
there's
it?
Any you don't think there's any risk of getting too little lemon flavor or too much lemon flavor if I mix the stock and the lemon juice at the same time and put it
I don't know. That's hard to say without actually sitting there and tasting it. That's probably the
bit. Yeah.
What would be wrong with just adding some more lemon juice when you're cooking it tomorrow?
Well, I think what I'm going to do is just come home a little early and squeeze my lemons and put it out and just not try to get ahead of myself. I'm gonna follow the recipe as it's written, and I'll experiment when we don't have guests coming over.
There you go. Excellent
well, thank
idea.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the.
Thanks
the
for stopping in.
Bye.
Thank you. Take See care. Bye bye.
Been a busy show today.
260. Oh my goodness. Who?
You know we are sponsored here, and we have.
Wait, no. Let's take the call.
Okay.
Okay.
Who is here? Steven, welcome.
Hey. Couple things about eggs. Poached eggs, I don't like the fact that they boil them in boiling water and add vinegar to them. I know it helps them stay together, but, you know, when I was raised, my mother would make poached eggs, and she had an individual pot that had inserts for the poached eggs. And so you just put them in, so there was no vinegar taste to my poached eggs. And I don't know why. I think they used to, you could post six eggs at a time. So, I mean, that's almost enough for commercial, even if you had to get two separate pans.
Yeah. I didn't even know you put vinegar in poached eggs. Is that how you,
oh,
is that
yeah.
how you poach
well,
eggs?
Oh, yeah, just to keep everything stable.
In a restaurant where they put them in, they don't have a poached egg pan. They just have a boiling pot that they put the eggs in, they add a little vinegar to it, and it goes into the, you know, just the taste of the eggs commercially. So, and also,
I never noticed that.
The other day I bought some medium eggs.
Yeah.
And then I had I made some brownies and it said use large eggs. What would be the ratio that I would do to, you know, replace large eggs with medium eggs? Would I add, you know, if it said two large eggs, would I add three medium eggs, let's say?
You just take a magician's approach to this. Just it'll tell you in your brain just how to go. You know, these are not things that are held in exact amounts.
You know what, Stephen? I can tell you that I don't ever follow directions. Yeah. And I do a lot of, I won't say I do a lot of baking. I do a little bit of baking. And I have never really followed directions, which is supposed to be a cardinal rule with baking. My daughter, who is a baker, says, Mom, come on. But honestly, I never do. So I don't think it makes a whole lot of difference if you did medium eggs instead of large eggs. Or if you wanted to put an extra egg, it'll just be a little richer. I don't think it makes a whole lot of difference.
Well,
I don't know why we can't. I don't know why we're not getting you that well.
Okay. They said something on the box that if you wanted them chewy or, you know, the difference was the egg. You added more egg if you wanted it cake-like and less if you wanted it chewy.
Well, so there you go. Follow that, because that is true. That is true. Do you like it? Do you like cakey? I like cakey.
No, I like chewy.
Oh. Well, then don't do it.
Okay.
Goodbye, Stephen.
Thank you.
All right. 260-6368 is the number. We'll take a break. Wait, another one?
Jane is – is that right, Jane? Did we hear that right?
I think he said Steve.
Yes, this is Jane.
Oh, no. Hi, Jane.
Hello there. Welcome.
Hi. I hate to bring up the subject again, but I wanted to tell you where we had a really good croque madame this weekend.
Oh, no. No,
it was at Chez de la Chez.
I haven't been there yet. How is that?
It was very nice. We enjoyed it. They had the croque madame and the croque monsieur. And it seemed the only difference was the sunny side up egg on top.
Hmm. There's a lot of French places out there now.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
we also
they seem to be doing pretty well, near as I can tell,
I think
anyway.
So. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can eat outside or inside. It was nicely done, nicely decorated restaurant, and it was very good. We also had avocado and cucumber soup to start with, and that was really nice. It was cool. And husband Roy had the fries, French fries that are cooked in the goose fat.
Oh, now that's exotic.
Yes, they were tasty, but it was we couldn't finish them. It was kind of rich, I guess is the right word. Mm,
that's one of the things they are, all right.
Rich, rich, yeah.
Yes, So that was it. That's all.
Thanks for calling. It's the Food Show.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Let's see. Our sponsors are waiting for us.
Yeah, they are.
Our program is sponsored by New Orleans.
No. Porter and Luke.
Porter and Luke. Okay. You know, whichever one I'm going to do, that's the
Porter and Luke.
Porter and Luke. It's very convenient in Old Metairie in a shopping center that has a lot of other good stuff in it, even if you're not there to have lunch or dinner or whatever. They are there with other options for you, and I think you will find it a great place to stop for the whole family in particular, because the whole menu heads off in that direction. There's a lot of choices there. The one that impresses me the most on a daily basis is the fish that they have ordered in and ready to go every day. Not too many restaurants have too many kinds of fish. They just throw out there what they have, and that's it. But it's a little bit better, I think you'll find, over at Porter and Luke. They're at 1517, or did I get it, Frank?
1517 Metairie Road.
1517 Metairie Road. They are open every day now, including brunch on Sundays.
Porter and Luke. All right, well, we have to take a break.
And now, please, this. Ba-da-ba-da. Hello, welcome back. It's the Food Show. Here we are again. And, we only have 10 minutes left. We've had a busy show, whether you noticed it or not. Anyway, it's great to have been here, and thank you for everybody who did call us in. It's been, a busy day. And what's on your mind? What you got planned for dinner? What's coming up over the weekend? And, you know, it's been one of those weeks where you can hardly tell what day it is.
I guess the holiday starts on Thursday. I mean, that's 4th of July, so I guess people might be off on Friday as well and make it a four-day weekend. I wish we could go someplace, but we can't.
Why can't you?
Okay. 260-6368 is the number. Believe me, if I could, I would. 260-6368. You know what? We popped up on the computer, Croque Madame, and there are several YouTube videos of people making Croque Madames. And apparently there are
very
lots
popular.
Of people who are just regular people who put up cooking videos on YouTube. I've not noticed this because I don't usually go to YouTube. We've been going to YouTube in the evening sometimes just to watch old Johnny Carsons, which I learned last night are really not all that funny. The first couple of ones that we watched I thought were, but last night I was kind of bored.
It's just like talk shows on radio. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not so good.
Yeah.
They had one last night that was really boring as hell for Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Johnny Carson, just like our show today, has been mostly brilliant. I know, I mean it. I think we did.
I know you do. That's the incredible
part.
We
had a lot of good laughs on this one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a lot of good laughs, but I, you know, being a bad girl. 260-6368 is the number. That's 260-MENU.
We still have time.
Yes, that would be lovely if you would care to call. I'm not begging, Doug. I'm just saying that we do have 8 minutes left if you would like to call.
No.
But anyway, the question was, do you ever watch any of these YouTube videos of people cooking? Because apparently there are lots of them. I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not much on the computer. I don't really. I mean, I use it for work. But other than that, I never, ever would just go and sit and peruse the computer. I just don't do that. So I didn't really know how prevalent all of these food videos are. But apparently there are people who actually have names and are apparently well enough known that, you know, there's one here with 2.7 million views, which is kind of a lot. Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe what I should do the next time I'm looking for a recipe, although I never do cook with recipes, so, you know, that's probably why I've not looked at this, because I don't really look for recipes. I have gobs of cookbooks that I rarely consult. Well, I guess the basic thing is that we don't ever really cook. That's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Although, I'm feeling like maybe we should do something on the Big Green Egg for Thursday. I was thinking about going to the opening of Middendorf's, but that's going to be kind of a mob scene.
I would imagine it will be.
And basically, I think I'm a little too lazy for that right now. So I think probably just hanging out and cooking something would be a really good idea. We had an invitation to go to the beach, but we're not going to do that either.
Whereabouts?
So, Orange Beach.
But, Orange Beach. No kidding. We've been there before. That's really nice.
Yes, but it's a long drive.
It is a long drive.
I'm not up for a long drive, and now that the air conditioner is broken in my car.
Oh, no, you too?
We have to go get it looked at. I think tomorrow we're going to go do that. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. Porter and Luke. Let's talk a little bit more about Porter and Luke. We have one more of those to do in this hour, and I would love to talk about Porter and Luke because it's one of my favorite places. We have a house nearby, and my daughter and I are there often. Well, not as often as we used to be, but it's a wonderful place to just go and sit and cool off, because it's really hot outside. If we're working on a fence or something, it's definitely a welcome respite from that. But we go because we love the food, and the food is really good. And there are lots of great pasta dishes. There's a lot of fried seafood that's good. The red beans, today is New Orleans Monday Red Beans and Rice Day, so they have great red beans with a ham shank, which is always a really cool presentation going by the table.
True.
I don't know if I've seen it with catfish, but I have seen it with a really good looking piece of grilled sausage and also a pork chop. So
that's
if you
different.
Are into red beans, that would be a good place to go to have your red bean fix for Monday tonight. They have a lot of good pasta dishes, poor boys, sandwiches, good salads. Pretty much can't go wrong there at Porter and Luke. Oh, I had the fried chicken last week, and that was good.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is really good. Porter and Luke, 1517 Metairie Road in Metairie.
Now, we will be back tomorrow. No, we won't be back tomorrow.
And I thought you were about to say we have a break, because we don't have a break. Okay.
We don't have a break either.
We'll be back tomorrow. Yes, God willing. Why?
We will be here tomorrow?
Yes, we will. Why?
I never seem to get that right. But
yes, tomorrow's Tuesday.
It'll be a fun show again. And then,
yes. How did you like your hamburger today at Lola?
You know, there's another example of that. Hamburgers seem to come by Mary Ann. Oh, no, the other Mary Ann. What am I talking about? The idea, let's just say this, was put forth to let me
try a hamburger so that I could see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And it was really good. It was really good. They had bacon and cheese on it. It was American cheese. I don't know why places like that, for example, which is kind of a gourmet establishment with a lot of high quality ingredients. I don't know why there would be American cheese on that burger. And I guess maybe I don't understand the...
it's a remnant of World War II.
Well, yeah, but that would make it, in my mind, an old-fashioned ingredient. Mm-hmm. But it has a lot of popularity now. You're seeing it on a lot of menus. And I don't understand that, because maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's a... I hate to say cheap, because I hate to accuse places like that of doing it for that reason. But I think it's kind of I hate to keep using the word hip. I got to look up some other synonyms for it. But
how about
it's
bi. That's hip backwards.
I think that it's just something that people are doing now, and it's maybe the kids like it. I don't know, but I go places and I see American cheese, and I always ask to sub it out, but I'm wondering why I'm seeing it in the first place, because it doesn't seem like something that you should see on a menu, certainly not as often as you do. But anyway, they had bacon, and it was perfectly done with this American cheese. And the dinner burger there comes with fried onion rings and I think it's like a sun-dried tomato marmalade. And in my opinion, too much stuff on a burger. I don't think...
I agree with that.
I like burgers that are just meat, maybe cheese, and lettuce, tomato, pickle, and mustard or something like that. But there's a lot of extra stuff on menus now on burgers, and I don't care for it. And so this is one of those burgers where there's a whole bunch of stuff. Only today they had it on the special, and I thought maybe it was just a special burger, but it turns out they have a lunch burger, which I would like, which doesn't have all that stuff, and a dinner burger, which does have all that stuff.
So
I have to remember to get the lunch burger, or to get the burger only at lunch. What?
You must have remembered to go to that place where we had it.
I got the grilled salmon, which they already know my order when I walk up to the table. Because I try to eat salmon at places where I know that it's wild caught, and I like to eat salmon a couple of times a week. So they already know that that's what I'm getting, and that's what I got. But I made Tom get a burger, and he actually thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. Yes, it certainly was. Well, we have come to the end of our program for today. We have done everything that we need do or can do. And...
Yes, so...
That's it.
Yes. 105.3 WWL HD2. Have a wonderful evening. Have a great meal. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.